The peace of Christ be with you. Show of hands, who went somewhere for winter break? A lot of people traveling about. Show of hands, who enjoyed winter break? Yes, I did as well. Kristen and I went to downtown Grand Rapids, and I had my first time on ice skates going around. I did not fall. Winter break is part of this kind of five-week rhythm we have at the college, and five more weeks we'll have spring break, and 5 weeks after that we have the end of the school year. But all of these rhythms take place in the larger rhythm of the church. And today we step into one of those rhythms of the church, the rhythms as we walk that uneven road towards the cross of Calgary. And to begin that journey, we are launched with Ash Wednesday. And Ash Wednesday is a day where we remember our mortality. Ash Wednesday is a day that calls the church to prepare our hearts and souls to awake for a life of repentance. As we launch into this together as a community at Hope, we have our beloved and a friend, Father Charlie Brown, who is the care of souls at St. Francis de Sales in Holland. And would you please give him a warm Hope College welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. It's good to be back here again. And it seems like I must be the expert on Ash Wednesday, since this is, I think, now 7 years in a row that I've had the privilege of being invited. So we got the ashes. St. Francis were pretty good at making those. And, well, no pun intended, no one think about our church fire we had in 95. But the point is, that was bad. Okay, that's not what I wanted to start out with. But the point is you know, the years since then, it's our church as a parish, as a community of faith, has risen from those ashes, is now just such a powerful place to be, and I have that privilege of being a pastor there. And so as we begin the season of Lent, these 40 days of that preparation, of our participation in that great mystery of our faith of Jesus dying and rising, that new life that he gives to us. We look at these ashes that, yes, they do remind us of our mortality, but also what does that mean for us today of our own dying and rising with Christ? Growing up Catholic, so many of us within our Catholic circles, we'd be talking to each other, well, what are you giving up for Lent? What are you doing? And we kind of did it almost in a sense of, okay, I can give up more than you can, that little sense of competition. And I believe we missed the point. We missed the point of why do we do what we do for Lent? Is it just that I can give up more, that I could do more of this, that, or the other thing? And maybe the downside of that is we didn't look forward to Lent because of the things that maybe we gave up or the things that we didn't do or the maybe begrudgingly we had to be more generous. But this season is not about that. Let us turn to God's word. And in the prophet Joel, he reminds us, the word of God reminds us. It says, even now, says the Lord, return to me with your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. That is the purpose of Lent. That is the purpose of turning back to God, not focusing exclusively on the exterior things that we do, but how is it from the inside? How is what I am doing, participating in these 40 days that we have as a gift from God, to maybe do things that are more difficult? In Matthew's gospel, we as a church are given three things. Almsgiving that Jesus talks about, almsgiving where we give of ourselves to others. Jesus talks about prayer, and he talks about fasting. Why did Jesus choose these in that sixth chapter of Matthew? He chose these not to make us feel like a punishment, but rather as a way to work against sin in our lives, to work against that sense that oftentimes we're self-satisfied, that I don't see that need for God in my life. And so Jesus chose fasting
giving up something, realizing that there's a deeper hunger within us for God in our lives, for the salvation that he wishes to accomplish within us this season. That's how we choose fasting. It's not only giving up things that we like to do, but it's recognizing that there's an emptiness in our hearts and our lives that only God can fill. So whatever we do externally should lead us to that internal disposition to be filled with God and God's love. Almsgiving. How many times do we catch ourselves being selfish, being self-centered? Those are one of the things that none of us like to look at and to acknowledge. But it's a painful reality. Oftentimes we are. How do we work against that? Well, first is we realize the gifts that God has given to us, the many blessings that surround us, but realizing that because of that, in gratitude, we need to share. We need to be willing to give of the blessings we have, but most importantly, to be able, to be willing to give of ourselves to others, to our brother and sister in need, to that brother or sister that needs some encouragement, that needs our presence, that needs our love, our forgiveness, our compassion. And so when Jesus talks about almsgiving, it's just not, okay, how much more money can I give? I don't have much money, so I guess I'm off the hook there. No, what can we give of ourselves to be reconnected? And also, you know what it means as well? It means that when we look at our lives and see that there are divisions, when there are ruptures, when there are things that I have hurt someone, well, Lent is that season of reconciliation that I have to do that hard work now of healing, of making amends to that person that I've hurt, or that person that I blew off, that person that I didn't treat very well. And so that's work, isn't it? That's something we have to do. But again, we do that so that reconciliation is not only an idea in our heads, but it's reality in our world. That is the new life that comes when we enter into the season of Lent. And then finally, prayer. How do we spend time with God's word? How do we spend time in God's presence? How do we realize that great love of God for us? As Jesus began that ministry in the desert that led to his cross and resurrection, how do we focus on that great love that gives us that new life? We need to do that by spending time in prayer, letting God into our lives, making that space. In our lives that are so busy, our lives that are so filled with so many things, so many distractions even, let us spend that time to allow God to speak to us and allow our hearts to listen to that God, to our God of love. So yeah, sometimes I know in my own life, Lent is not always something that I look forward to, that we look forward to, but how do we enter into it so that it is life-giving? And so doing these things of prayer, of almsgiving, and of fasting, let it work against maybe our own inner selfishness so that we can be filled with God and God's love. So let us, brothers and sisters, journey these 40 days together. Let us journey to the life-giving cross of Christ. Amen.
Friends, Ash Wednesday launches us into Lent. And one of the marks of being launched is receiving of the ashes. And we would like to invite any and all, if you are willing, to receive the ashes upon your forehead. And I invite those that are going to be distributing the ashes to take place. We're going to have 7 stations, 3 up front, 2 in the back, and 2 up in the balcony. And if this is not your tradition and this is something you're not comfortable with, that's absolutely fine. But if you would like to step into Lent with the receiving of the ashes, to remember that this is a sign that calls our hearts to turn back to God, to cleanse ourselves of all of the things that distract us from a full life in Christ, then come forward and receive these ashes as a mark of God's grace, God's love, and God's claim on your life. Come, my friends, for all things are ready. Let us pray. We thank you, God, that you have claimed us and marked us as your own. And as we receive these ashes, may it be unto us your mark on our life, where we remember that we are called to turn from sin, to repent, and to believe in your gospel, which is your Son, Jesus Christ, who has overcome the world on the cross of Calvary. We pray, God, that your Holy Spirit will be poured out on all flesh here, and that as your Spirit is poured out, it would call us to a new life of reconciliation, where our humanity is relocated in you. And in that relocation, you free us to experience the wonders of your majesty and grace in such a way that all who would experience would evoke an eternal amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We pray this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all of hope said, amen.